Hello, podcast listeners. We know podcasts are a great way to catch up on a program that you may have missed on KSJE, and it's provided as a free service of this radio station. But you know, KSJE is now listener-supported, and so while you enjoy this podcast, we hope that you'll also take some time to join KSJE. Become a member today. It's quite easy to do. Just go to our website at ksje.com/support and pick the level of support that best matches your budget. Thanks again for listening. Here's your podcast. San Juan Regional Medical Center is your community hospital, committed to making life better for the communities we are privileged to serve. In fact, better is our mission, improving lives through personalized health and care. What matters most to our patients matters most to us. Offering a comprehensive range of inpatient, outpatient, and emergency care services so you can get the quality care you need right here at home. San Juan Regional Medical Center, celebrating life better here since 1910. Twelve minutes past 8 o'clock. It is Wednesday morning, the 7th day of December, 2022. Good morning, everyone. I'm Scott Micklin. Thanks for tuning in to KSJE 90.9 FM over the air here in San Juan County, New Mexico. In Durango, Colorado, of course, you can tune us in anytime at 103.3 FM. And if you're anywhere else on the planet, just go to our website to listen, ksje.com, or you can ask your smart speaker to play KSJE. And guess what? It will do just that. Welcome also to our viewers who are watching this visual radio program. The video is streaming out live this morning to the KSJE Facebook page, our YouTube channel, and our Twitter account. So we're glad that you are with us this morning, everyone, because coming up, it is Farmington Public Library Day on KSJE. Always a good time. Hope you'll stay tuned for our conversation about some upcoming events and programs. That begins in the next few moments right here on KSJE. Then, of course, Ron Price will be here later on this hour at 8:50 a.m. with his Life in the Sandbox series, so join us for that. Next hour, Mick Hess is going to take us roving with the arts. Mick is featuring music from Bach this morning, and that'll take us to 10:30 and our local and regional author program right on Four Corners with our new host, Del Cherie Gladden. Del Cherie is talking with local author Margaret Cheesebrough about her series of books on Reiki. That's coming up today on KSJE at 10:30, so don't forget about that. You can also connect with us on our Instagram page in addition to Facebook, YouTube, and Twitter. And if you're a podcast person, we've got podcasts for you as well. Wherever you listen to podcasts, subscribe for free and maybe discover a new program that you may have missed from KSJE. Outside our studios here at San Juan College, it's 36 degrees at the moment, but just to our north, it's a bit snowier, like Telluride. 30 degrees right now with snow flurries falling, making it a really pretty scene in Telluride at the moment, but it is 30 degrees right there. They're expecting snow flurries throughout the day as the temperatures there are a bit cooler than they are here in Farmington, but we've had some rain showers overnight tonight. That is still in the forecast today, a mixture of rain and snow, but a high today reaching 54 degrees in Farmington, so no accumulation is expected here. 31 overnight tonight with more chances for rain and snow, and then tomorrow things will dry out and maybe get a little sunnier with partly sunny skies and a high of 44 degrees on Thursday, 48 degrees on Friday, partly sunny and 47 on Saturday, 54 degrees on Sunday before the next storm system moves in Sunday night with more chances for rain or snow and a low near freezing Sunday night. Well, let me introduce my guest who is here with me this morning celebrating the holiday season. Jennifer Noel Ryan is here. Good morning.
I thought you were going to call me David Ryan.
David Ryan. We could call you David Ryan. Sure, why not? Good morning. Good to have you here from the Farmington Public Library.
Thanks for having us.
You're welcome. Of course. Of course. Getting ready for the usual holiday events at
the library,
of course. And there's a bunch of stuff happening.
So much stuff happening.
So much stuff.
Yes.
Exactly.
So much stuff. Yeah.
And that's why you're here.
That's why I'm here to tell you about it.
Exactly. And so I guess we'll start chronologically.
Okay, we can do that.
Because you have a big performance coming up.
Yeah, tomorrow night we have Janice Deardorff. She, her brother lives here in Farmington, so when she was visiting her brother, she approached us. And she has just a fascinating take on her music. So she's friends with author Nancy E. Turner, who has written a series of books that we have at the library. And she has written songs to go with the books.
Oh.
She's got a beautiful voice. It's just going to be such a fun program tomorrow night, 6 o'clock p.m.
Okay.
So come to the library and hear Janice Deardorff, and then check out some of the books by Nancy Turner.
You can check it out.
Yeah. So she's from Tucson, and Nancy lives in, Janice lives in Tucson, and her friend Nancy lives in Tucson. So,
okay.
They're nearby.
Right.
So, and it'll have kind of a Southwest feel. And,
very good.
Yeah.
Well,
oh, like, she's delightful. She's
like
delightful.
Any talk show worth their weight, we have a clip.
What?
We
no.
have a clip. Yeah, we do. So
Madness.
Let's give a listen. I know.
Do it.
Here we go.
University. All the students here, way behind the ears, have opinions about some things they never have seen, never have seen. Well, this here woman has seen, she's seen a thing or two. Things to make you laugh and cry and make your heart bleed. But I've longed for this long before I could read. This drive to learn's been pulling at me since I found those books left along the trail. These lessons I've learned no book can tell. Learning's more than what's between the pages. Learning's more, no matter what your age is. Understanding comes in different ways, and learning's more than what's between the pages.
A little bit of music there from Janice Deardorff. He'll be performing tomorrow night at the Farmington Public Library at 6 p.m.
Yeah, it's going to be a lot of fun. We didn't want to give it all away.
No. Right.
So if you're familiar with the works of Nancy Turner, all the songs kind of go with the books. If you're not familiar with the works of Nancy Turner, you're still going to have a great time if you show up tomorrow.
There you go.
Yeah.
Okay.
And it's indoors, free heat.
Thank you. Appreciate that.
Cozy and warm.
Yeah.
You know, not make you be out with the, you know, like you've been out with the parade. You've been out with the,
right.
You know, outdoors. It's cold. Let's go indoors.
A little chilly.
Yeah.
Yeah, but that's okay. So very nice. That's
exactly.
Coming up tomorrow.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
Mark
so
your calendars. If you haven't marked your calendars, you could certainly do that through the Farmington Public Library's calendar of events.
All you got to do is go to infoway.org, click on events calendar, click on the event, and up on the upper right-hand corner of the event, you'll see add to calendar, and you can just add it to your calendar. You can share it on Facebook, so if you want to invite your friends,
right.
You can share it on social media or text it out or whatever you want. So it's very easy to use.
There you go. You can do that and be reminded.
Yes.
So you don't miss it.
Exactly.
Very important.
So,
okay. Very good. Coming up also, next week, another Real Readers.
And this is the last movie in our graphic novels.
Oh.
Real
series.
Readers.
Yes.
Series.
Okay.
Yes. So the way we did it is sign up for Beanstack.
Right.
Accept the Real Readers Challenge.
Yep.
For every movie you watch with us, you get a code.
Okay.
If you complete that badge, you get raffle tickets.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Right.
And then for every book you read, mm-hmm. you can get more raffle tickets.
Mm.
So
okay.
You can just read the books, you can just watch the movie, you can do it all and get more raffle tickets, which is more chances to win. And we've got some amazing prizes. So they're digital raffle tickets. You put them in, you know, whichever, you can put them all into the bucket for the prize that you want the most.
Right. Okay.
Or you can spread them out and divvy up your chances. It's totally up to you.
Gotcha. But the more stuff you do, the more tickets you get or chances to win you get, I guess,
exactly.
Right?
Exactly.
Digitally speaking.
Yeah. Digitally speaking.
Yes.
So right now you've got one movie left and then there's four graphic novels you can read to get those raffle tickets. And we've got like a Bluetooth projector with a home movie, you know, if you want to put together a movie night. Oh, yeah. There's a Roku streaming stick. There's an Amazon Fire stick, which are, you know, the little streaming USB doohickeys.
Yes, I have those.
I know you do.
Yeah, exactly.
There's a home theater popcorn pack.
Okay.
So if you just sign up for the challenge right now, you'll get raffle tickets that you can put into
win.
Yeah.
Okay.
So
there you go.
You won't have as many chances if you don't. I mean, if you skip the movie and skip reading the books,
sure.
You'll only get a few chances.
But
you
still get a chance.
Exactly.
And you got to be in it to win it. as I've heard.
Exactly.
There you go.
So yeah.
And the app that opens up all these glorious things is Beanstack.
Beanstack, yes. If you go to infoway.org,
right,
in the upper right-hand corner, there's a little scrolling doohickey, and it'll show you all the different challenges that are available. Click on it.
Yep.
And sign up for Beanstack, and you can put the whole family in. The Real Readers Challenge is, you know, ages, I think it's 18 and up or 19 and up, depending on how the state divides the age groups.
Okay.
It's a whole bit. All right. It's a whole thing. We won't go into it now. But you can sign up for other challenges, including...
There's more?
There is more.
What
yes.
you got? What else?
So,
yes.
Beanstack is a great app for logging your reading.
Right. We've talked about
getting in
that.
The habit of
sure.
logging your reading.
Right.
Right now...
Yeah.
If you sign up for the Cozy Up with a Good Book Challenge.
Oh, right. We're going to talk about that too.
You could win $100.
Really?
Yes.
Wow.
$100.
How about that?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Which doesn't sound like much if you don't have it, but if you do have it, it's.
Well, hello. It's Christmas.
Yes. Yes. It's good to have. Yes.
Right.
Yeah. So we'll do the drawing in January, which is like when you really need the money to pay all the bills from Christmas.
Yeah, no kidding.
So you need a little extra. But yeah, all you have to do is read 300 minutes before December 31st.
Okay. And Beanstack will record that for you and
yes.
keep track of that for you.
Well, you have to log it into Beanstack, but you set the little timer. It's yeah. So you have to
I can do it. So there you
go. I mean, you don't, but you could.
If I wanted to do it, I could do it.
Well, now you want to do it.
I do want to do it. Now there's $100 on the line. You
bet. There's $100.
Come on.
Yes.
Exactly.
So do that. Log your
looking
reading
like
and
this, it doesn't come cheap. I'm
exactly.
just saying. Yeah.
So,
right.
And if you've been logging your reading all along.
Yes.
And just haven't signed up for the Cozy Up with a Good Book Challenge.
Right.
It's okay.
Okay.
It'll like... backdate it.
Oh.
So yeah, so if you have the minutes. So
okay.
It's 300 minutes before December 31st. What
right.
is today? It's
today is
7th.
December 7th.
So you've got like what, 20, let's say you've got 20 days left.
Okay.
Okay.
Sure.
So if you just read 20 minutes a day for those, for 20 days.
Yeah.
That would be what, 400 minutes.
That's a lot of math so early in the morning, but I'm with you. I'm
yeah.
with you. Okay.
Yeah. So, yeah.
That's 400 minutes. So you're already 100 over.
So if you started today and read 20 minutes a day,
you'd
be in.
Okay.
It's just 20 minutes a day.
Yeah.
You've got 20 minutes.
You do that on the, I can read the back of the cereal box.
Yeah.
See?
Yeah. Or, you know, a lot of people read
or a book,
know, right before they go to
an
bed.
An actual book.
Well, or you can listen to an audio book.
I could do that.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
There you
so,
go. Can listen to a podcast?
Yeah.
Could this show be credit towards the challenge?
Yeah.
As a podcast?
Yeah.
How about that?
Yeah.
There you go, everybody. $100.
Exactly.
You're welcome.
Yep. Chapow.
There you go. Exactly.
Yeah.
Okay.
It can be anything that you log in in Beanstack. So
exactly. Beanstack is kind of the gateway app to the Farmington Public Library.
It really is. And it's how we're doing our summer reading program, but we're also doing challenges throughout the year.
Right.
So once
you've registered and even, you know, registered your family. So, I mean, this is what we've talked about before for parents, keep track of what the kids are doing, get them logged on, whatever. Once you're in, you're in.
You're in.
And the next summer, you'll be all ready to go.
You'll be ready to go. All you got to do is accept the summer reading challenge.
See?
So, and just, you know, get in the habit now of logging your reading.
Yeah.
So, so not just the $100 with the cut, and I didn't send you a graphic on this because it's a little tease, but in January, we're going to do our first bingo challenge.
Oh.
So when you, when you sign up for it's the All the Feels Bingo Challenge.
Okay.
It's emoji based.
Of course it is.
So you're going to get a digital bingo card in your Beanstack app or on the website.
Okay.
And if you complete 5 badges in a row, and some of them are reading, some of them are reading about emojis, some of them are answering questions. It's a variety of things.
All right.
So if you get 5 badges in a row, you can come in and collect a gift card. And if you get a blackout, so all 25 badges, you can get another gift card.
Uh-huh.
So, and okay. each member of your family could do it.
Right.
So, yeah.
So once you're in the Beanstalk app and you've registered and everything else, I mm-hmm. imagine you get some notifications.
You do.
Or things like that, just as new things pop up and they're available, and then you can opt in, opt out, whatever you want to do, depending
yes.
on what the families are doing these days.
Absolutely.
Right?
Yeah. All so, you have to do is, as we say, accept the challenge.
There you go.
That's all you got to do.
Okay.
One of the other things we're doing, and this could count if you're signed up for the Cozy Up with a Good Book Challenge.
Right.
And you take your children to story time.
Right.
What you want to do is we'll have the code that you can scan to log that book from story time. So when you first get to story time at the library, scan the code we have for you and start your timer.
Ah, okay.
So
count
you'll
towards
yeah,
your
yeah.
challenges.
And then it'll count you the whole time and anyone who's in story time. So
right.
adults, that's your 20 minutes right there.
There you
I
go.
Mean, that's 30 minutes. You know,
that's
all you have
right.
to do is go to, you know, 10 story times and you've got it. You're in.
So easy.
Yeah, it is really,
so convenient.
It is really easy.
See, there you go. Okay.
Yeah.
Lots of stuff happening.
Oh my gosh, so much.
Right?
Yeah.
And it all happens with that Beanstalk app.
A lot of it does, yes. When you sign up for Beanstalk, you can opt in to get emails.
Mm-hmm.
It will send you book recommendations, and it'll send you some of the events that we're highlighting. The other thing is sign up for our newsletter.
True.
Yeah.
That's
sign
true.
Up for our newsletter, and then once a month, and we promise not to spam you, but once a month.
Thank you for that. My inbox
we'll send
thanks
out,
you.
Yes, we'll send out a newsletter that tells you what's going on at the library.
There you go.
So we did send out a few extras in November because we got a grant to expand our Wi-Fi, so we had to do a robust.
Those.
Yes.
Yes.
We had to do a robust marketing program to send to the grant committee to say, hey, look, we did this.
Sure.
So there was, sometimes you'll get a few extras, like around summer reading, or if we're, you know, if we're trying to promote something.
Right. But the Wi-Fi thing is kind of notable, I think, because now you've got a little more robust and heftier Wi-Fi, right, outside of the building in addition to inside. Isn't that how it works?
I just have to say, I'm the one that added the word robust into the grant application,
oh, well.
And people have been making fun of me for it ever right. since. But it's a good word.
It is a good word.
And yes,
and
our Wi-Fi is more robust.
Thank you.
We've added extra data points outside.
Mm-hmm.
And we've expanded the policy so that you can be on our Wi-Fi 24/7.
Oh,
Now, you can
set up my tent right there in the
maybe
lawn.
Maybe you shouldn't.
Oh, I see.
Because remember, the grounds outside the library do follow park rules, so the park is open from sun up to sundown.
Right. Okay.
But even when the library is closed, like if you have a last minute report to do and it's a Sunday, you can come in. You can sit. You know, come to the parking lot, sit in the grounds outside, and use our Wi-Fi. You just need your library card number and PIN.
That's what you need to access the Wi-Fi.
Yes.
Okay.
So if you get there and you're like, "Oh my gosh, I don't have a library card, and the library's closed," just go to infoway.org, sign up for a digital library card, and yeah, that'll tide you over until we can get you until you can come into the library and convert it to an actual library
the
card.
Official. Okay.
Yeah, yeah. So you can get a temporary digital library card. You are all set.
Right.
So yes.
But I know for some time, you know, sometimes folks get, you know, concerned if they have a report due, as you were saying, or what have you, and the library is closed. But, you know, and maybe we procrastinated just a little bit and it's near the deadline and we have to go in at, like, you know. But this would be something that could be helpful.
I've showed you the letters we get after a closure from kids that are like, "You ruined my life."
Aww.
I know.
But
I
now,
know. So this
but now
is,
maybe not
yes.
so much.
Right. And
yeah.
it's something that was, you know, during the pandemic when so many kids had to do virtual school but didn't have access to Wi-Fi.
Sure.
That digital divide really became problematic and exacerbated by the pandemic. So this is our way of, you know, bridging that digital divide.
Right.
For people that don't have easy access to Wi-Fi, we wanted to make it easier.
Sure.
So you still have to follow the internet policies.
Of course.
So don't be running, you know, your credit card scam on our Wi-Fi. Do
no.
it on your own Wi-Fi.
Yeah.
Or, you know, whatever.
Right.
So,
okay.
And yeah, read through those policies first. But yes, it's open, it's available, and you can use it.
And it's
unlimited.
Robust.
It is robust.
See?
It's very robust.
You can download an ebook in 2 seconds.
So one of the things you can do is we got some swag. You know what swag stands for?
Sure.
Stuff we all get.
Oh, okay.
Okay. So come into the library, go to that big round desk right in the middle of the rotunda. That's the circulation desk.
Yeah.
And say, hey,
it's heard
there's
swag. It's also a circular desk. Thank
it
you.
It is a circular desk. Week. The circular circulation desk.
Thank you.
I've been there 17 years and I've never put that together.
Well, you're welcome. You are welcome.
Thank you so much.
Yes.
But come to go to the circular circulation desk.
Yes.
And say, hey, I heard there's swag. And you can choose, there is a Bluetooth speaker. There is a clip-on selfie ring light.
Oh.
Or there's this nifty little keychain thing that it'll work. It'll like flip out and it'll be a phone stand.
Mm.
I should have brought them to display
right.
on the visual radio.
Tell. I know.
It's just weird being seen on radio.
I understand.
But whatever. So
old school. You really bring it old school.
I do.
Every
yes.
month.
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, you know. But it's got a screen cleaner on it, and then it's got a flip out phone stand. So when you
okay.
need an emergency. So we were thinking
all
of like gadgety
really
gadgets.
Items, I
yeah,
think, you know,
especially if you're using the Wi-Fi
yeah,
outdoors.
There you
so,
go.
So if you're like sitting outside doing your podcast on your cell phone or your TikTok,
okay,
and you need the little clip-on ring light.
There you go.
So these are all while supplies last,
right?
But yeah, just go to the circulation desk, and every member of your family can have something.
Wow.
So yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Very good. Very cool. My guest this morning, Jenny Lee Ryan, is here from the Farmington Public Library. We are talking about some of the upcoming programs and events at the library. And, of course, for all details on whatever we're talking about, you can always go to infoway.org, the library's website. One of the big events of the month of December has to be the solstice.
It's one of the big events of the year.
Right.
Winter
solstice.
It is like our annual tradition.
Uh-huh.
Yes. So it's going to be December 21st. Now,
okay.
So the building was built so that we have solstice markers.
Right.
So at 12 noon on December 21st, the sun is going to come through the windows unless it's cloudy.
I know.
Which has happened.
But mostly in
yeah.
New Mexico, you
mostly,
can usually plan.
Yes.
But the sun will
yeah.
come through the windows.
I don't know. I think we've had more overcast solstices than sunshiny.
That's probably true on that
For the winter solstice.
In December, that's
yeah,
true.
Yeah.
It doesn't
we
happen
also,
in
We
June.
Also have the summer solstice.
Right.
But for the winter solstice, but that's why we plan like other things.
Yes.
So
like
it's
all
a big party and it's fun to kind of watch because it does work. I mean,
oh, yeah.
that it frames like exactly at 12 noon.
Sure.
It frames it. And oh. I've been kind of watching it's kind of like it's doing it like right like 11:30 or, you know, it's framing the marker.
Mm-hmm.
So it's making
moving.
Its way there.
It's
yeah.
getting into position.
Yes.
Yes.
It's making its way there.
The planets
so.
Are aligned. Literally.
Literally.
Thank you.
Yes.
Actually, yeah.
Yeah.
The sun's a star, but anyway. But okay.
Anywho,
yeah.
So even if it's overcast, we want you to come out because we've got, all that week when the kids are out of school, we've got no school day activities. So,
right.
So bring the kids in, get the, you know, let them get their, as my husband says with the dog, get their yayas out.
Okay. There you go.
Run around
Run
a bit.
Around.
Yeah.
Right.
We'll wear them out and then they'll, you know, cause you've okay. got that pre-Christmas. Oh my gosh.
Now does that happen at 11 every day that there's no school activities? Is that when the no school activities are happening or just on the 21st? It's at 11.
I believe it's every day.
Okay.
But
definitely Wednesday the 21st
yes,
at 11.
Check the calendar at infoway.org
there
to
you go.
Confirm. And if I'm wrong, please call me and mock me for being
wrong. There
you
wrong. Go. Exactly.
So, yes.
Okay.
So then we'll have like at 11:30, 11:45-ish,
mm-hmm.
We'll have the Heartwood drummers. We've previously had the Ashay drummers. This is kind of the secondary group. So
ooh, can
yeah.
we have a drum off maybe between the two some one of these days?
I don't think so because
no.
the many of the members are the same. So
I see.
Yeah,
I got you. Okay, all right.
So
that's at 11:30, 11:45.
Yeah,
we'll start
ish,
the,
yeah.
the drumming.
And that's like one of my favorite parts of the solstice because
it sounds
just
really
sounds,
cool. Yeah.
It does. The acoustics in that rotunda are amazing. And then it, you know, around noon you're going to see the light frame it. So,
right.
Yeah.
What do you mean around noon? At noon. It has to be
at noon.
Noon.
Yeah.
It's the solstice.
Well,
if the sun's a little late,
you know,
what are you going to do?
If you like show up at 12:01,
I see.
You're like you'll still kind of get the same effect.
That's true.
Yeah.
That is true.
Yeah.
Okay.
So,
and then
And then at 12:05, we're going to be awarding the Let There Be Light Award. This is from the foundation.
Very nice.
The Farmington Public Library Foundation. They like to recognize someone who has contributed, a community member who has contributed greatly to the Farmington Public Library. And then shortly after that, we'll have a Native American flautist,
nice.
Frederick Aragon.
Nice. With more great music in the rotunda.
Yes. So he has been here before.
Mm-hmm.
He's amazing. He's married to author Susan Mihalik, who wrote the book Dark Horses, and we had her there.
Oh, right.
And she's fabulous, and her husband Frederick Aragon is fabulous. And oh yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah. Well, great. Usually, yeah. It kind of.
That's what happens.
They creative people attract creative people.
Right.
So
there you are.
Yeah.
Okay.
So
a full morning.
A full morning and into the afternoon.
Yeah. So celebrating solstice on Wednesday, December 21st.
Yeah. Don't miss it.
I can't believe it's coming. It's almost like a couple weeks away.
I know, right?
Here we go.
I know.
But there you are.
Yeah. Seriously. So Wednesday, December 21st, annual tradition.
Right.
Okay. So something that we do.
Yep.
And it's, you know, we are going to be closed for the Christmas holiday. So this is how we celebrate
exactly.
The holiday season.
There you are. But even if you are closed, you can still, patrons can still use the online services.
Exactly.
Apparently we can still use the Wi-Fi during the daylight hours.
Yes. You can just come out to the library and sit on the lovely grounds, you know, or, you know, if it's cold, you can sit in your car.
True. Be in your car.
It's okay.
Yeah. Right. True.
So, yeah. So, online resources, including, so basically our online databases are print materials that have been digitized.
Right.
Sure. So you can download ebooks and audiobooks through the app Libby.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're getting someone a gadget for Christmas, you might want to preload Libby on it.
Right.
So the gift recipient can check out books, ebooks and audiobooks for free.
Yeah.
Yeah. Just, most important part, all this stuff is free because we are the library.
It's the library.
Yeah.
That's true.
Yeah.
Just library card and PIN. That's all you need.
Yes.
And that gets you in to all that stuff. So,
yeah.
There you go.
Yeah,
so before we run out of time,
okay.
A recap of all the things we're talking about,
right?
It's tomorrow with the performance, of course.
Get ready
there
for
we go.
A speed recap.
Okay. There you go. December 8th.
Tomorrow night, Janis Dierdorf, Her Words, My Music. She performs music based on the works of, or inspired by the works of Nancy Turner.
Okay.
Okay. Very tomorrow good. Night at 6.
Free concert.
Free concert.
Tomorrow night. And then next week?
The last Real Readers of this season show up and get the secret code, put in the code for your chance to win cool stuff.
Okay.
In the Real Readers Challenge in Beanstack.
All right. Very good.
Okay.
That is Tuesday, December 13th, 6 p.m. for our radio audience.
Yes.
Okay. Then the solstice celebration.
Wednesday, December 21st, we've got the solstice celebration with a full day of events. See the calendar at infoway.org for all the details.
There you go.
Yeah.
But it really kind of peaks at noon, I would say.
Yeah, noonish.
It's a solstice. Okay. And then all season long, the Cozy Up with a Good Book challenge, right? Again, a Beanstack
read
challenge.
Read and log 300 minutes. So we'll say 20 minutes a day for 15 days before December 31st, and you could win $100.
There you go.
Yeah.
Okay. And I'm sure there's other challenges, too, if you log into Beanstack.
There are.
Right?
We have a genre challenge that's going on for a year. So one of the most common questions we get is, what should I read next? Or what should I, you know, I've read all the cozy mysteries I want to read. You know, I don't know what I would like. So the genre challenge. There's a Read the Classics challenge for middle school up through adult. So go back and read those, you know, classics that you know you may have skimmed in high school.
Maybe
it's time to actually read them.
What?
So that'll give you some ideas for reading material.
Okay.
Of course, we always have our 1,000 books before kindergarten. So that is for 0 to 5 or up to kindergarten.
Right.
And people have already completed it. So 1,000 books sounds like a lot, but if you read several books with your child every night,
sure.
That's how you get to that 5,000 books and start as soon as they're born. You know, it's introducing the idea of words have meaning mm-hmm. and words tell stories.
Right.
So, and then 100 books before middle school and 500 books before, no, 500 books before middle school, 100 books before graduation.
Something like that.
Sorry about right. that. And we'll be introducing our newest Real Readers Challenge.
Ah.
Next season is going to focus on modern retellings, and that challenge will be available on December 13th.
Okay.
And there'll be a reading list component. So I'll be at the last Real Readers on December 13th.
Right.
To kind of give you some helpful hints. So if you go to that movie, I'll give you some helpful hints on how to succeed in the next Real Readers Challenge and how to log those books.
Yeah. Wow. Yeah. It just continues.
Yeah. So modern retellings, like we're doing Clueless,
right,
which is based on Emma.
Yeah.
Warm Bodies, which is based on Romeo and Juliet. So those movies that you were like, I didn't know that was like based on a book.
See?
Yeah.
There you go.
Those kind of things.
Okay.
So it'll be fun.
That will be
fun.
Yeah. All right. Very good. Jeannie, thanks for coming in. Always great to visit with you.
Thanks for having me.
You're welcome.
I hope we crammed in enough.
I think we did. Always stuff going on at the library.
There really is. It's not just a pile of books.
Oh, no.
It's...
Who says that?
I don't.
Okay. Well, I'm just going to say. I mean, that's just...
We are more than just books. We've got something for everyone. If what we talked about today, you didn't hear something that you're interested in, come to the library. We will find something for you because we've got a lot.
That's true.
Yeah.
And you have the trained professionals who can really direct you to what you're looking for.
That is so true. Yes. I am not one of them. I am like librarian adjacent.
Yes.
So I've picked up some things.
Right.
But librarians, it's called a Master of Library Sciences, mm-hmm. and they are actually trained to find you accurate information and to, you know,
right.
to find what you're looking for.
Exactly.
Yeah.
To understand what you're telling.
Yeah.
What you're trying to find.
Yeah. It's yes. better. Like Google will give you a million answers. A librarian will give you the right answer, the correct answer.
That should be on a t-shirt.
I think it is.
Probably.
I think that's where I got it from.
Probably is. Well, very good.
You're welcome.
And on that note, everyone, thank you for coming in. Good to see you. Merry Christmas to you and your family and everyone at the library.
Thank you.
Have a very happy holiday season.
Yes.
And thank you, everyone, for joining me this morning. My guest, of course, Jane Lee Ryan from the Farmington Public Library. KSJE and San Juan College present the Student Success Coaching Tip of the Week. Week 16, finals, finals, finals. Don't let the finals week become a nightmare of stress and anxiety. Get prepared and conquer your finals with these final steps. Start early. Create a study schedule and stick to it. Prioritize your study time. Some exams may be harder than others. Attend the review session. Ask questions about the exam and study for the style of exam. Create a study guide and make flashcards. Take breaks and stay well rested. Quiz yourself, or better, have someone else quiz you. Show up early for the test. Visit the tutoring center for additional support. The Student Success Coaching Tip of the Week, presented by KSJE and the Student Achievement Center at San Juan College. Did you enjoy that podcast? We hope that you did. And if you did, share it with your friends. And if you really want to keep podcasts like this coming, please support KSJE. You can do it easily online at ksje.com.